Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. What a great day to be a small business owner. Folks, I'll tell you, it really makes me happy to wake up in the morning and realize that that whatever happens today is going to belong to me. Even the challenges are going to belong to me, and the challenges I turn into opportunities, those all belong to me too. And I like that idea, and that's the reason I like being a small business owner. It's the reason I like working with small business owners, and that's the reason why our guest this half hour likes to do that too, because he does this all the time. His name is Ivan Meisner. He's the president and founder of Business Network International, and he works with people all over the world to help them follow their dreams. And he's our good friend. Ivan, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be on your show.
Isn't it fun to be able to work with people and help them follow their dreams?
It really is. It's very fulfilling.
What better job could there be?
There can't be. It can't be. I love doing this. This is a great business. You know, we're in the business of helping people increase each other's business. And in my profession, it's to help people increase each other's business through word of mouth and through referrals. And it's a great business to be in.
Well, and you know, one of the things I love, Ivan, is looking in their eyes when they're telling me about what they're excited about,
yeah,
and seeing the lights in their eyes. It's like everybody else has 100-watt bulbs, and these people have 250-watt bulbs in their eyes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, hey, you know, back off on that floodlight, man.
Right.
It's really exciting to see that. Anyway, I know you get a kick out of that, too. 2,995 chapters? Actually, surely by now, since you sent me this email, you're over 3,000 chapters with BNI.
We are probably over 3,000 chapters.
I think you probably missed.
I like to under-promise and over-deliver. So the official count is just under 3,000 chapters now worldwide.
And that's worldwide.
Countries.
Wow. We'll talk about that a little bit more. But one of the things I want you to talk about is this concept you've been telling me about, and that is diversity in our networking efforts. Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I'm working on an article for Entrepreneur.com that is going to be up in about a month or so, and it's been a subject that I've had to address in BNI, because by the very nature of BNI being in 15 countries, diversity is really important because we have to deal with it on a regular basis.
Cultures and religions and all that, huh?
Yeah, very much so. And one of the things that pops up from time to time are business people who say to me, you know, I really want to be in a group of a business-to-business network. Mm-hmm. I don't want, I don't want somebody who's selling flowers, and I don't want somebody who's a chiropractor. And, you know, I want just these guys who are out there looking for the big hit like I am, you know.
To hunt elephants, not rabbits, huh?
That's right. That's right. And for years, I would intuitively respond to them that the more diverse the makeup of the group, the more likely they are to get referrals, and they just wouldn't buy it. I mean, it was like, no, I need people in here like me.
Mm-hmm.
And the more research I've done, the more I've found that that's one of the problems with networking. And there are problems. I mean, I love this business, and this is how I try to teach people to build their business. But one of the biggest problems is that we tend to hang out with people we know. All of our friends are each other's
friends. You know, Ivan, I remember you were reminding me of a conversation I had with myself about 30-something years ago. I was a young pup starting out selling, and I was meeting people. I met a few people that I didn't like. I didn't like the way they were. I didn't think anybody else would like them. And so I didn't make much of an effort to try to work with them, try to serve them. And so after a little while, after just a very short time, I said, you know, wait a minute. If I'm going to be successful in sales, I've got to be able to work with everybody.
Right.
And I changed my tune. And you know what I found out? The people that I wound up, that I thought starting out that I wouldn't like, once I gained their confidence, the people who were different from me, Once I gained their confidence, I couldn't run them off.
There's so many benefits,
like you say, in reaching out to people and diversifying.
And to some extent, though, Jim, I think it's also a snobbishness. That is, they can't have those kinds of contacts. I mean, you know, a painting contractor, oh, my gosh, look, you know, they're dressed in overalls. But, you know, they can't have the kind of contacts that I need in business. And over time, I found that that's a real mistake, that the way to really make contacts and get great referrals is to have a very diverse network, and not just a diverse network in terms of race, religion, color, sex, national origin, all of those things, but a diverse network in terms of the profession that you're working with as well.
Stand by, Ivan. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got some more to discuss about diversity and networking with our good friend Ivan Meisner, the president and the founder of Business Network International. That's BNI.com. Stay with us. Back at 17 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Bob Dillenschneider up first. And Bob always has some good things to talk to us about. And then after Bob, we'll be visiting with Bill Dunkelberg, and we're going to talk about the NFIB's most recent survey of small businesses and how they see the economy going. And then we've got Joyce Weiss and Mark Allen. I'll tell you more about them a little bit later on as we move into the Christmas week. Ivan Meisner is our guest and our good friend. Ivan, BNI.com. Tell us a little bit about BNI.
BNI is a business and professional networking organization that allows one person per flavor to join one of our groups. So we have one lawyer, one banker, one chiropractor, one travel agent. They get together every week and they pass each other referrals. It's not a social group or a service club, both of which are good groups to be in, but it's a referral organization. And last year we passed 2.5 million referrals that generated $862 million worth of business for our members worldwide.
Right. And folks, this BNI, you can go to BNI.com and find out more about them, and also you can find out if there's a chapter near you, and if there's not, you can find out. They can find out there at the website how they could actually become a leader of a group, can't they?
Yes, yeah, just email us directly, and we'll let you know who the local director is, not only in the United States, but in 14 other countries outside the United States.
Count them.
Well, we're in 15 countries total.
15, including Barbados, which Ivan is going to take me to one of these days. Ivan, this diversity thing, you know, I was thinking about this, and if you go to – when I've gone to parties in big communities, large cities, and I'd go to a party, and all the people there would be of a certain socioeconomic –
right.
status. You know, they'd all be doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, that kind of thing.
Right.
And then I'd go to a party in a smaller community, just a little community party, and at the same party would be doctors, lawyers, and farmers, and painters, and mechanics. And it's amazing how the smaller communities tend to mix people up together more than the groups do in the larger communities. So what you're saying is we need to take a lesson from the small communities, don't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I'm out here in L.A., and I, you know, if I go to a party, it's either a whole bunch of automobile mechanics, or it's a whole bunch of doctors, lawyers, and professors. It's one or the other. It tends not to be substantially mixed, and that's really what I'm talking about here is that the more diverse your personal network, the more likely you are to be able to make connections between what Wayne Baker who wrote a book called Social Capital, what he calls clumps of people. I'd call them clusters of different professions and individuals. And what you want to do is be a connector who connects clusters.
Mm-hmm. You know, I in my life, I would meet somebody and say hello and just wouldn't even know what they did. We'd meet somewhere, and then a month or a year later, Some really nice thing would happen to me, a customer, a prospect, or a client, or something would happen. Some whatever it might be would be really nice, and it come to find out, that person that I met that it never would have occurred to me that might have been an influencer, was the person that connected me.
That's right. Yeah.
You never, ever in a marketplace, you never, ever know where things can come from, do you?
Now, you know Paul Revere.
Right.
Who Paul Revere is. You know who William Dawes is?
I don't remember.
A lot of people don't remember William Dawes because no poem was written about William Dawes. But the truth is, two people rode that night in 1776. Not just Paul Revere, but also William Dawes. And Dawes rode just as far to just as many cities, actually one more city, I believe, than Paul Revere.
That's where that name. I remember the name from history, but it sure wasn't ever present in my memory. Of course, I immediately knew who Paul Revere was.
There were two riders on that night, letting them know that that the cities were about to be attacked. And nobody knows who Dawes is. And one of the reasons why nobody knows who Dawes is that he was not successful at getting the townspeople up and out, the militia up and out. He got very few people, as a matter of fact. And in looking into to the reason why, it turns out that Dawes really didn't know that many people in a lot of communities.
He was just as dedicated and just as hardworking. He just didn't
absolutely.
He didn't have the connections.
He didn't have the connections. And Revere had amazing connections in very diverse types of groups. He was very active, obviously, in the Revolution, but he was also active in social organizations and library organizations. He was also a regular visitor to a particular pub. And so he just had, he crossed over into many different connections. And so when he did his ride, he literally went to specific homes along the way and talked to people who he had met in very diverse communities and settings. And and there was a relationship that was already there that enabled him to succeed where Dawes really failed. And the point there is that the more you can connect overlapping clusters of individuals, the more likely you are to be successful at networking. Which takes us back to the original question: should we do business with a business to business network rather than a more diverse network? My answer generally is no. You want that diversity, and you need that diversity so that you become a connector over clusters of individuals. Mm-hmm.
One of the most important things that I've internalized over the last several years is the importance of building community, but not community singular, but many communities, people where I become the nexus between this community and that community, and being able, learning how to do that, and understanding the importance of it and valuing it, and learning how to leverage those communities, in my opinion, is one of the keys to success in the 21st century. 10 Till. We'll be right back with our good friend, Ivan Meisner. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget, you can find out a lot of things about small business on our website. Archives and articles and links and really smart people like Ivan Meisner. A lot of good things there about him and some things he's helped us create on the website there at jbsba.com. Dr. Ivan Meisner is the author of a number of books, including Masters of Networking and the World's Greatest Marketing Secret. Did I say that right?
Yeah, world's best known marketing secret.
Best known marketing secret, and also a bunch of others. And are we ready to announce the new book? Are we ready? Is that ready?
Hey, let's do it.
Okay, tell us about it.
Okay, Masters of Success is the new book, which will be released in April. So it's not out yet. However, you can get information about it by going to mastersofsuccess.biz. We have about 50 contributing authors. Including Brian Tracy, Mark Victor Hansen, Anthony Robbins, and some really well-known radio talk show host called Jim Blassingame.
That guy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys are in pretty good company there, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are indeed.
And we're gonna launch that book on this show, aren't we?
Yes, we will.
In April.
In April.
But they can go ahead.
The week the book is released, I'd be glad to be on the show.
All right, sounds good. But of course, they can go ahead and get their orders in because they will be able to pre-order at Amazon, I know. And we'll be telling you more about that book, folks, as we get closer to Ivan's release date. Ivan, let's get back to diversity and networking. Let's say that we got somebody listening and they're saying, but I'm just not good at schmoozing. I'm just not good at diversifying. I mean, if people aren't like me, I don't want to be around them. How do we help these people?
Well, there's a few things. One is that I think we talked about on the show once the Dr. Adele Sheeley's idea of acting like a host, not a guest, and that really does work well if you're talking about networking, particularly if you volunteer to be in the various networking organizations that are out there. Volunteer to be the ambassador, volunteer to be the visitor host. Take on a role that allows you or enables you to connect with all of the people in that organization easily. And an ambassador role or a visitor host role does do that. And you can be a little nervous about networking, but when it's your job, when it's something that you're supposed to do, it makes it a lot easier. Hi, I'm the ambassador for the chamber. Welcome to the mixer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's much easier to open up a conversation with someone when you have that role than if you're just another chamber member.
Well, and another thing I'd like to point out, Ivan, you know, in the 20th century, and I've said this many times before, the 20th century was the century of the major corporation, and small businesses were sort of considered to be mom and pops, backwater type companies. In the 21st century, we're emerging. And we're up on many more radar screens than ever before. We got and a lot of small business owners that you might have thought didn't have, you know, weren't all that interesting or didn't have that much influence or weren't, you know, all that so-called important as you might have thought. These are people who are emerging, and you may be surprised at the business and the contacts that small business owners have. Small business owners that maybe 20 years ago you would have thought were just marginal little companies out there, today they're doing business with big folks, and you never know who they know, right?
The technology has really enabled small business to excel. Small business drives the economy in the United States to a very, very large extent. And you're right, you never know who someone knows. Small business, because of technology today, has taken on clientele that 20 years ago, they really wouldn't have been able to adequately service.
And Ivan, that's from the self-serving standpoint. From the other side, giver's gain, which you talk about a lot. You know, if you see somebody, folks, and you have the attitude, well, I'm not sure I want to meet them. Well, I'd like for you to do this. Think back on when you were standing over there and there was somebody else looking at you like that, and they came right over and said, hi, Ivan, hi, Jim, I'm whoever, it's good to meet you. And it turns out, They made a very nice gesture, and they helped you. Think about that. Sometimes it's time for us to give back, isn't it?
It really is. I think, you know, one way, if you want to help build your business, is to help other people build their business. And you build those kinds of relationships with people, and it comes back tenfold. I mean, I certainly have experienced that myself in business. I'm sure you have as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of my favorite sentences these days, and I encourage people to say it all the time, Ivan, is, what can I do to help you? That's a magical sentence that really
opens
up. Yes,
it is. That's funny you call it that. I call it Meisner's magic words of customer service. How can we help you?
That's right. Absolutely. Ivan, well done today. Thank you so much. Hope you have a great holiday. And we'll get you back on the show again real soon.
Anytime.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, with Business Network International. That's BNI.com. Don't forget to check that out. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners who I know are always seeking excellence. Remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.